Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere Podcast. We provide independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive success in a digital transformation environment and high level strategies and detailed oriented practices. You'll learn about best practices, premier strategies that are used by industry thought leaders who have driven millions of dollars in net positive business transformations. My name is Kyler Cheatham, and today I am your host. In today's episode, we will dive into some tips and tricks on how to detect early warning signs of a potential ERP implementation failure or a digital transformation failure. Joining me today is our amazing Director of Digital Transformation and Strategy, Nate Stroher, from Third Stage Consulting Group. So welcome, Nate.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah,
absolutely. Or Kyler. Kyle.
So Nate, thanks for being here with us today. I know you and your experience here at Third Stage and leading a lot of our clients through digital transformation journeys have seen a lot of failures in potential projects and then also after the fact to come in and kind of triage these projects as well. So let's just jump in and start from the beginning. Can you give me some examples of ERP failures that you've witnessed throughout your experience within the industry?
Yeah, you know, traditionally we're called in during the late innings of a failed ERP implementation. It usually takes a while for a client to figure out that they're really in trouble. And we've really seen everything from like a project that we're currently on, working on now, which is really more of a small course correction. We don't need to start over the project, but we really needed to come in with the client, take one or two steps back, reevaluate where we were, and create a plan and a vision going forward to correct the issues and really get them to where they want to be. On the other end of the scale, we've been asked to completely rescope an ERP implementation that had gone over double its original budget and had not passed through even the configuration phase successfully. In that case, we had to take a step back and completely rescope the entire project. We started with choosing a new implementation provider and literally went through every step beyond that to re-implement this ERP project that this client was working on.
Wow, that's a pretty big scale. So what is the configuration phase for myself and some of those listeners that might not know what that is?
So on an ERP project, you go through and you start off with the first step is really learning your requirements. So step number one is really saying, what does the system need to do? What do you need to get out of the system? The second step, and really the second out of six steps, is the configuration stage. And that's really getting in saying, now that we know what the system needs to do, now we're going to configure the system or setup. We could also call it the setup stage. And that's really configuring the system for how it will best solve the requirements of the organization. So if you think of a six-step process, equally divided six steps. Each step is definitely weighted differently, but really the requirements and the configuration are the two most important phases on any project. The client that we ran into and were asked to guide them through a failed ERP implementation, they hadn't really even gotten through that configuration phase. So it's safe to say that they really had learned maybe what the client needed a system to do, and that was about it through their entire through their entire effort. So they really started off, like I said, way behind the eight ball of a six-step project.
Wow. Okay. And so when we're talking about these red flags or warning signs that your project is headed for potential failure or totally over budget or the timeline is completely blown up, what are some of those red flags that maybe for this case study, the client didn't see?
Probably the most important red flags that they didn't react on. So I'm not going to say that they didn't see them because sure. They might've seen them. That obviously stands to be argued with in any case you run into. But I think the first thing that in looking back at these, at almost every one of these projects is right off the bat, they started to slip on schedule, milestone deliverables, and budget. And really none of those three, and we'll, I think, get deeper into this probably later in the podcast, none of those three are in and of themselves huge warning signs, but it's really important. And our clients, almost to a T, when we come into a failed implementation, did not address and did not look deeply enough into those issues and say, is there something underlying here that's really causing us to really early on in the project go over budget, fall behind on milestones and deliverables, or really just have a schedule that was just immediately starting to fall more and more behind?
Right. And you're right. We will jump into some of those and unpack them later in the podcast. But I'm wondering, for a lot of our community that listen to Digital Stratosphere podcast are early in their implementation or early in their software selection or digital transformation in general, what are some of those key tactics or best practices that they can do right now that they are in kind of control of? You'd mentioned, you know, kind of establishing an internal strategy, those types of things. What are some of those things they can do prior to an implementation or a software selection?
You know, I think it's really probably breaks down into four very important steps. There's more than these four, but really you have to start out with a clear and uniform vision of the future and how technology will support that vision. You have to, as an organization, you have to sit down and say, where are we now and where do we want to be in 3 to 5 years? Come up with a clear vision of what that is and then say, okay, how will technology enable us to get there? What do we need the technology do to support us to get to that vision? That's really step number one. If you don't have a clear vision of where you are going to be and how technology is going to help you, you're already starting to aim at a different target. Then you have to sit down and say, do we have the right people in place? Are we including the right people at every level of the organization to help us see the vision through? And more importantly, to help us get the technology in place to see that vision through. The third and maybe the most important out of all of these things is 100% leadership buy-in. Mm-hmm. I would say to a T, every failed ERP implementation that we've come into, there's been some sort of change in leadership, some sort of doubt as far as how much bought into the process of leadership is. It's very important. And we kicked off a client 2 weeks ago, and it was such a great sign when the CEO came in and sat down for half an hour and said, here's where we want to be as an organization. Here's where technology will help us. And here's why this team from Third Stage Consulting has been brought in to help us get to where we want to be. And as he left the room, he said, I'm going to let you guys take care of everything else, but you have to know that this is my number one priority for our organization, and this will get done, and I will make sure you have the resources to get this done. That set everyone in the room a clear understanding of the fact that this is where we're going to go, and I want this to happen. And that was the CEO really setting a mood for the project. Finally, And really probably the most important, well, I keep saying the most important, but one of the most important factors is you really have to have a detailed roadmap of the transformation. And you really need to sit down. And I always break them into just three very broad buckets. You need to know what it's going to cost you. You need to know how long it's going to take you. And you need to know the road resources that you're going to need to get this plan in place and to eventually put the technology in place that will help you as an organization.
Yeah, that's a great kind of four-step program and definitely equally important are all of those different best practices, right? In making sure that your project is successful. And we talk a lot about that future state analysis, making sure that that executive alignment exists. And what a dream client to have the CEO come in and say, like, this is number one. I mean, that's awesome. You must have been, you know, clapping your hands at that point in the meeting. So in unpacking that project plan or that project roadmap step, what if you have no idea how to put a project plan together? Kind of what is your first step? Maybe you're a small to mid-sized business and this is completely new to you and transforming into an actual ERP software from say QuickBooks or something like that. What's kind of the first step to put together that project plan?
Well, you know, I think there's a bunch of different ways to look at it. And, you know, I'll first start off by saying, there's a lot of tools out there. So, you know, there are companies that can go ahead and do this on their own. There's some inexpensive tools. There's some great classes out there you can take. I don't want to say that 100% you have to go hire a consultant or you have to get help, because some organizations can do it by themselves. I will say, though, that I think this is one of the few times that it's really critical and it's really justifiable that you get a help putting together a well laid out plan to get you from not only where you are, but where you want to be. Again, a good plan is not going to guarantee success, but when they talk about failing to plan is planning to fail, I think this is a really important way to look at it. And so if you're going to look at any of your technology spend throughout an ERP implementation or a digital transformation, there's probably no more critical time to get the steps right and to put your money or invest your time and resources than in the planning phase. So I really have to say that this is the one time that it really pays to go out and get professional help. Get people that can guide you through the steps that you need to take to put a plan in place and to really give yourself a vision of where you are and where you want to be.
Yeah. Building that strong foundation, right? We probably, you and I don't know about your, you know, handiwork, but I probably wouldn't go out and start to build a house myself. You know, I might be fully capable of it, but there's just, you know, expertise that you might not see there. And then the project plan sounds like, you know, it's critical to actually ensuring that overall strategy is aligned and that you're letting the strategy lead the technology, as opposed to that failure point, which I know you and your colleagues talk about a lot, is letting the technology lead the strategy as opposed to that.
But, you know, not to cut you off, but I really want to elaborate on one thing you just said. And I think everyone watching this at some point in time in their life has gone through a home improvement project. There are times when you can get on the Home Depot website, you could go out there, you can learn how to tile, you can learn how to hang a bookshelf. There are certain things that it really doesn't pay to go hire a contractor to hang a bookshelf in your house. However, if you're going to add a room onto your house, if you're going to try and bust a hole in your wall to put in a sliding glass door, there's times when you say, you know what, it really pays to go out and really get a professional to help guide me through this plan. You might be able to do a lot of it yourself, but it really, it pays to go ahead and pay someone who knows what they're talking about and can really guide you through the steps.
Yeah. So it sounds like the DIY implementation is not recommended.
Not always. Yes, exactly.
Well, this has been a great conversation. It's great, I think, for our audience to identify some areas in which they can point out some early warning signs that their project may be in trouble, to invest in a health check or to, you know, look for some expertise throughout the digital transformation process, excuse me. But we're going to take a quick break and come back, and Nate and I are going to talk about some more early warning signs and kind of really dig into the controllables for our clients and our audience to be aware of when their project is in trouble. So we'll be right back.
If you are involved in any sort of digital transformation or business change initiative, you will want to download the 2021 Digital Transformation Report. With its comprehensive overview of business and technology trends and best practices, this report is a must-have guide for any transformation project or executive team. Download this free report by visiting Third Stage Consulting at thirdstage-consulting.com. You can also visit our website to learn more about us or download independent reports, videos, and other best practices. Again, visit thirdstage-consulting.com today to learn how to take your transformation to the third stage of success.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere Podcast. I'm Kyler Cheatham. I'm speaking with Nate Stroher from Third Stage Consulting about early signs for when your implementation may be in trouble or when your project may be suffering. So let's jump back in, Nate. Before the break, we kind of scratched the surface on what exactly an ERP implementation is and making sure that those best practices are activated for your business before actually looking into what might be your warning signs when you're down the road in your implementation. So you touched on some of the project plans and the critical pieces for executive alignment. What are some other examples of early warning signs in a project that may be in trouble?
You know, I think that the other thing we run into all the time with failed implementations is a lack of a clear understanding or buy-in for the vision. Or in other words, it's not clear or agreed upon where we are going or what the desired outcome is. And there's two ways to dig into this, but I think it's really important to not only have a clear vision of here's where we are, here's where we want to be, or here's the desired outcome from this project, but also what role each of the operations within the organization play in that vision. So really, again, when we talk about the need and the importance of executive visioning, there's two parts to that as well. And it's not only like, where are we and where do we want to be, but how does each individual function and how does each individual lead to, or how do they contribute to that overall function or overall vision or goal? And so to summarize, I think it's, you know, we all start off with kind of a clear understanding of here's where we want to be and here's my role. But unless it's really clear and defined and you've walked through that process, once you start going and once you start getting into this digital transformation or this ERP implementation or whatever project it is you're on, without a clear understanding of where you want to be and what's the desired outcome, you're never going to really hit your target. You might hit the target you're aiming for, but your coworker is aiming for a different target, and you're just really setting yourself up for, and not so much even for failure, but you're not setting yourself up for 100% success.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a great tie back to our podcast episode last week with Braden, your peer, who talked about maximizing your ROI for your implementation and making sure that you are optimizing all of those, not only business processes, but organizational change management and overall communication with your organization to make sure everybody just knows what they're doing. So that makes a lot of sense. For those unrealistic expectations, when it comes to maybe timeline or those miscommunications, how does that affect failure? When you might be thinking, or have a client that comes to you and saying, I'm going to do this in 4 months. How do you kind of reset that expectation to make sure that they can achieve success and be sure that they're not, you know, looking at an expedited timeline that may create some risk?
I think it's going back to the point we just talked about, I think it's important that you all agree on where you are, where you're going, and how you're going to get there, and really really everyone adjusting to what it's going to take to get there. And I'll use an analogy is when you think about a road trip, like you have to really sit down and all agree upon on a road trip. Where are we now, and where do we want to end up on our road trip? How long it's going to take, and how are we going to get there? Are we going to drive this route? Are we going to go the scenic route, highway? Do we need to get there in 1 day? Do we need to get there in a week? And really sitting down and thinking through all those steps. So you really have to start off with that end in mind, you know, start off with the end in mind and work backwards and say, answer all those questions and build that roadmap of how you're going to get there. But then you also have to know and expect that there's going to be variations. Even like using our road trip analogy, you're going to run into road construction that might get you off course. You might run into bad weather that's going to delay you a day. You might all of a sudden say halfway through your road trip, hey, we're going to Montana, but we want to take a detour and spend a couple more days in Wyoming. Whatever that may be, you have to expect that those certain things are going to happen. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you need to sit down, say, where are we? How are we going to get to where we're going? And where do we want to go?
Absolutely. That's great advice. And talking about that overall strategy and project ownership for the internal organization, how do other partners play into that relationship, whether it comes to vendors or system integrators, or how do they kind of help or influence any risk for failure?
Well, I think it's really important to know that system integrators, software partners, there's a couple things, and it's really that, first of all, there's never 100% guarantee that the software that you're going to use or the system integrator or system, you know, implementation partner, we call them a variety of different things, but there's really no guarantee that either one of those is going to guarantee success. The more you sit down and you work with these software partners, system integrators, and sit down and try and realize that it's a collaborative effort throughout the process, and really sit down and learn that, try and get a really good grasp on which of these softwares and which of these integrators will learn your business, which one of them fit into your culture, and which one of them are going to work side by side with you to come to the best solutions. Again, there's really no 100% guarantee, but it's really sitting down and going through the process of setting up requirements, talking through the requirements with them, hearing them tell you, yes, we can solve your problems, we can meet your requirements, but also having them show you how they can solve your requirements, how they can help you through this, and really laying out what that partnership is between your organization and theirs that's going to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's so much to navigate. And just so our listeners understand, what is Third Stage's role or your team's role in kind of that communication? And I think you kind of look like an advocacy group for our clients, right?
Yeah, so Third Stage is traditionally brought in to start off with on any digital transformation project. But one of the key parts of any digital transformation when software is included is the software selection. And we really come in and help you sit down and put together a good description of what your requirements are, put together a clearly defined set of requirements that the software provider / system integrator can work from to tell you how they will solve your problems or how they'll meet your needs. Then we're really the advocate for our clients to go through and lead them through this process, through the RFP creation, distribution, and collecting those RFPs and putting together an analysis of where everyone stands and where they can provide their solution for you. But then more importantly, leading you through the demo and the selection process to really sit down and say, okay, these are the solutions. And now we're going to challenge them to show you exactly how they're going to help you and really run through how they can, on a day-to-day basis, help you as an organization. And then finally, once you've made that selection, we're an advocate for you to go through and help you design a contract that's going to be beneficial to you, not only today, not only get the best value and the most benefit to you today, but really put you in a position so that as you grow and as you stick with this software, because you want to stick with these softwares once you've taken the time to implement them, to really sit down and say, okay, if we're going to have this software from anywhere from the next 5 to 10 years? How are we going to put ourselves in a position that we don't back ourselves into a corner, or that we don't get hung over the barrel? So a software company says, you know, they've invested all this time to implement our software. Now we're just going to keep raising the prices and lower our service. We want to give you the most beneficial position to be in, to really let you know that that you're going to have the best package today, tomorrow, and 10 years from now.
That's great. That's great. Thanks for giving us that overview. I think a lot of times our listeners don't really understand that that the third stage methodology really has nothing to do with who you choose. It's just making sure that our clients are satisfied in the overall process. Switching gears a little bit, I want to kind of come back to something you touched on at the beginning of this segment, which is organizational change management and understanding what the lack of a change plan can have an influence on failure. Can you kind of help us elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll first start off and won't dig too deep into this because we've talked about it a couple of times, but really first and foremost is that where are you and where do you want to be? Mm-hmm. And really starting off with what's our vision for where we are, but then really once we've said, okay, we kind of know what our technology and what our organization looks like today, we know what it wants to look like tomorrow or 5 years down the road, but then really coming through in that first phase after that is really sitting down and saying, okay, how ready are we talk about org readiness. So how ready is this organization for change? And we usually try and break everything down by people, process, and technology. So mm-hmm. how ready is our staff to embrace this technology change? And a good example is we kicked off a client earlier this month that is literally going from a green screen technology that they implemented 25 years ago to what's obviously going to be the most current up-to-date software, really kind of some cutting edge technology from wow. a manufacturing point of view. These people are really, really good at what they do. They've built great processes, but they also to a T all realize that running the backslash commands, working off a green screen is going to be 100% different than the navigation through a system. And then not only that, they're going to have so much more at their fingertips as far as data that's available, mm-hmm. artificial intelligence, analytics, all those different things that really are major shifts in the way you do your job, not just allowing you to do your job better, but really changing the way you do your job.
Right. Wow. That's a huge transition and definitely very complicated. I know a lot of those green screen type of clients have that barrier of that kind of tribal knowledge too, right? Of, you know, this is how we've done it for 40 years and that's so valuable, but at the same time, transitioning that role is just so important to acknowledge that that's going to be a key risk or point of failure if we don't have a change plan, right? To your point, if we didn't understand how that would impact that person's roles and responsibilities within the organization. So lastly, if you were to pick one thing, and our CEO, Eric, hates when I do this to him on podcasts, so hopefully you don't feel the same way, but if you had to pick one major warning sign that you would have for our listeners that should just send sirens off when it comes to a digital transformation, what would it be?
I would really say that it's, you know, all of these are warning signs and are really critical, but I think it's really the number one warning sign is really when you start to hit those issues of, budget, timeline, and scope. And when those all start to, when you start to see some inconsistencies or start to notice that you're not on track and you're not on plan, then you really need to those can really be, and I would say that would really be the number one warning sign. I want to kind of take a step back though and say that you have to be careful with this because kind of similar to like a health issue, every time you get a headache, you don't want to all of a sudden say, oh my God, you know, this could be a major issue. I need to go to the hospital. I'm in really bad shape. But I think what you really need to do is once you start to see these warning signs, again, budget, missed milestones, deliverables, that sort of thing. You really need to sit there and say, you know, as I'm seeing these warning signs, are they truly warning signs? Mm-hmm. Or did we miss a milestone, or did we fall behind because we had an emergency within the organization and we just couldn't address this week and we'll be able to make it up over the next month? Or did we come in and we said, you know what, we really don't have this project plan put in place that is guaranteeing success. We don't have the right resources. We're a week behind after 1 month of the project, and we really need to take a step back and put the brakes on and say, this is a major issue, or this is a major issue. How are we going to correct it? Or no, this isn't really a big issue. Let's just make sure we monitor it and correct it in the future. So again, you know, I kind of go back to what I talked about earlier, and it's not really so much that those warning signs are in place, but really finding out what's behind those warning signs and see if there's any structural issues that are in place or that are failing that are going to lead to overall failure of the project.
Right. So it sounds like being mindful and aware of the process and not overreacting, but understanding. I think that's great advice. So yeah. This has been so great and such an important and informative conversation for our clients and community to know within the digital transformation process. So if our listeners wanted to learn more or get some more resources, what would be some additional content from Third Stage that you might recommend?
You know, I think I think over and over again with successful clients, they've started out by watching our videos, and you and Eric and the team have done a really good job of putting together a lot of really good content as far as what we've seen, not only from failures, but from successes.
Right.
And I think it's important not only to watch those videos, but give Third Stage a call and have us run through and have us explain what we learned from those and how it might be applicable to your business. Sometimes you might talk to us and we'd say, you know what, this is really, you know, this is a minor issue that you can take care of yourself. Other times there's going to be areas that we might be able to say, hey, we saw this, and this that led to failure, or we saw these three things in place that really guaranteed success in the future. Let us come in and help you implement those into your organization and let us help you out. So I think really the best starting point is just get out there, watch the videos, contact us and let us know if you have questions about the videos or if we can explain anything, or really let us know how we might be able to help you in the future.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Nate's contact information is in the description for this podcast. And if you're watching it on YouTube after the fact, it's also in the description for our video. His emails go directly to him. Nobody else kind of sees them. So if you want to reach out to him directly or you have questions about this conversation, please feel free to reach out. So thank you so much again, Nate, for being here today. And thank you everyone else for listening. Just a reminder, we put out new podcast episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So please subscribe to our Digital Stratosphere channel. We also have our Ground Control Longer Form Sister podcast as well. And my name is Kyler Cheatham, and I am so excited to see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.